Hey guys, all right, Bill Spadia here, at Bill Spadia, here with my friends and colleagues and co-hosts of the Speaking Millennial podcast, Jessica Nutt, at Chasing Jess Nutt, and Jay Black, who refuses to give out his social media handles because he does not have them or use them.
As a grown man adult, I have no need of them. I have children that can bring me news if I need it.
Why do you have to say it for us? Why can't we say our own names? Are we not capable?
Now, here's what's funny. Okay, so now, Jay, I hope you're aware of what just happened.
I have no idea what just happened.
So now, I don't do math well, as has been pointed out. So I don't know 8 or 9. I think this is 9, though.
I feel like this is 9.
In episode 8.
This is episode, yeah.
Which, to the listener, happened like a week ago.
Yes.
For me, I feel like it just happened. I'm just going to say. And if you remember, my friend and colleague here, Jessica Nutt, said at the end of the last podcast, you said, "Oh, are you not going to plug my social media?" And then I'm like, "Oh, okay." And so I was guilted then into doing it, which I then did, and I thought I did a great job with it. And now I just lead. So how do I mixed message here? I'm getting signals all over the place. I need help.
I'm getting mixed messages because the last podcast, Jay did not bring up porn once.
I was thinking
about it. Wow, that's a great
point.
And
I was like, I wonder how this is going to go with his dad's friend.
I was thinking about it the entire time I was on the podcast, though. So I think like just psychically it counts.
Wow, no porn. So that tells me we're going to have a hard time titling, because most of our titles have been porn related.
Let me tell you something about porn, guys. Let me explain something about porn.
Thanks, Jessica. Now you've guaranteed that the entire podcast is about porn.
When we walked in, all I could think about was, how is he going to work porn into a conversation in front of his dad's friend?
Do you want to hear my theories on porn? I got a good theory on porn.
I don't want to hear it.
Jessica. Oh, no. Oh, Jessica, too late now. You opened this can of worms.
And actually, the can of worm porn, I would say no. No to can of worms porn. But I have a theory, and this is you're gonna like this, Jessica. Generationally speaking, millennials, that if you ask them about, say, something like gay marriage, right? Mm-hmm. They don't even have an opinion on it, because they just go, well, it should be, why is it a thing? It's a thing, it should be just accepted. There's been a shift, like a huge generational shift about feelings on gay people. Versus my generation versus your generation. And everybody credits Will and Grace.
Are we almost in the same generation?
I think you and I are.
I liked how you separated, though. Like,
contemporary.
You just did that was very slick. You went like, okay, so there's Jessica and her generation. Yes. Then there's Jay and his generation. Then there's like that other guy.
Generation X, definitely older on the older side.
Right? Did you not get that whole sense of that I was just separated out?
Yeah, you.
You are the middle child of the podcast.
Yeah, you were more hair metal. I was more Nirvana. I mean, I think that's the best
way to
put
it. I think you're right.
Now, you were more Skid Row. I was more Nirvana.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
you were the one singing Jim Croce earlier.
Yes.
Not earlier today, but earlier in the podcast. It just happened like a week ago.
Singing it ironically, like a Gen X or what.
I have such a great memory. Isn't it amazing? I can remember so much from the last podcast, and it's a week old.
Here's how Swiss cheesed my brain is. I don't remember what you're talking about, Bill. But here's what I'm going
to
say.
Back to porn. Back to porn.
So everybody credits Will and Grace for this big generational shift, because so many kids grew up watching that. They became accustomed to it and they figure it's no big deal. I disagree. I think pornography is the reason. You go to any porn website, you click on the things that you're interested in. I've never done this because as a Christian and a married man, I have no need for pornography. But if you click on the stuff that you're interested in.
Goes without saying.
There's a big list of stuff, you know, like feet. Bondage, foot bondage,
right. Hotmom.com,
hot milfs, whatever. One of them.
Thank you. Right.
One of them.
It took me a minute.
Mixed in with all the others, gay. So what did a whole generation of porn-addled kids grow up thinking, which is, oh, this is just something that you do.
Do you think porn is that rampant among the younger generation?
Oh, my God.
Am I missing something?
Listen, you were. As a child, do you remember the
Jay.
Search
for...
Take your blinders off.
Listen, unless you're into blinders porn, which I'm sure is a thing, when you turned 14, if you had a faucet of pornography that you could just access whenever you
would have,
hot and cold,
right.
Whatever mixture you wanted, you don't think that would have been the first thing you did?
I meant as a generational thing. I have a feeling that the younger generation is not driving this billion-dollar industry.
No, because it's just there. It's like air for them. Because if they want it at 13, you're just like, hey.
But that's what I mean. Don't you think things have changed? Like, the porn addicts are older.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about addicts, which
I almost said our generation, but then I realized that I am the older one.
I think
it's going to take me a couple episodes to digest.
Here's what I'm
going to
say. I think our generation, I'll say ours, we can become addicted to it
right.
because in our mind, it's like this is a dirty thing that
we have to
go find.
It's your generation in their mind.
But their generation, the millennials, I think it's just like it's a lake you can go swimming in whenever you want.
I don't disagree with that.
Right. So I think that what they did, and Jessica, if you are at home and working on a master's in sociology and you're looking for a thesis, this is one you can use. You click on what porn you're into. One of them is gay. And in your brain, you just become accustomed. Oh, I'm not necessarily into that.
Like there's no difference between the gay guy and the foot fetish.
They don't separate it out. It's just one of the things.
Feet, so gays, I get it.
You're looking for, BBWs. You're looking for fat women. That's what you're into.
Wait.
BBWs, big, beautiful women.
Oh, got it.
BBWs. You're BBWing it up.
Big, beautiful women.
That's the code on the porn sites?
I've been told.
I think Jay's done a lot of research on this. I think as a teacher, he gets you got to do research.
That's right.
You can inform the uninformed.
I have children and I need to know what they're looking at eventually.
Yes.
One day they'll be looking at this and I need to know, oh, son, are you a BBW fan? Because if you are, we need to have a chat.
I feel like that may mean something else in millennial speak on text.
No, I think he just summed it up. That's
wait, but right, like IDK. What did we have the other day with Glam Cam?
I don't know. What was it? What was the context?
OMW.
Oh, on my way.
And I knew. Yeah. And you did not.
I thought it was oh my word.
Oh my word.
Oh my word.
Which is what I
can tell you.
We didn't name the podcast that, did we?
I think we named that one Gland Cam.
I think you're right.
I'm going to tell you something. Here's how you know if you're a porn addict or not. I'm going to tell you right now.
Let's figure it out.
You hear something is available on BBC.com.
Okay.
Do you think immediately British Broadcasting System? Or a corporation.
Yeah.
Or do you think big black fill in the blank? I'm not going to say that. But whenever you hear, hey, this is on BBC, if your mind goes, what? What was Trump doing with BBC?
Wow, okay.
If that's the first place you go,
yeah.
Time to dial it back, kids. You've been spending too much time on Pornhub.
This has really become a PSA.
That wasn't a problem that even crossed my mind. I didn't know that was an issue.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be an issue for the people in this room who don't need pornography.
You're shining a light on all the people.
But those poor souls.
I feel the need to have a briefing conversation with Jessica before these podcasts and say, let's do whatever we can to not get Jay onto a porn conversation.
Do you want
to
do 45 minutes extemporaneously on porn? Let's go. Let's play. Let's dance, guys. Let's dance.
And then you said, I was thinking the whole way in and you paused. And I'm like, wait a minute. What has happened here? Yes. Has Jay corrupted Jessica?
I believe so. I'm like a virus.
Well, I was like, how will Jay handle this? Is he going to bring it up? He's brought it up every other time. How long can he go? Apparently 20, 30 minutes.
How long was the other podcast that
20,
we did like
minutes.
A week ago? 30 minutes almost.
Yeah. I can be your best friend or I can be your worst enemy, Jessica. Depends on what you want to bring up.
Oh, no.
Because the tension is palpable in here.
So we've met other people that are like, oh, yeah, I have a podcast about aliens, but me and my friend just talk about fried chicken the whole time. But this is like a podcast about millennials, and just Jay works porn into it every single time.
You know, that's a pretty good description. It's a podcast about millennials, and Jay talks about porn.
Here's the thing. As I can say this, every single person who's now appearing in porn is a millennial. So I don't feel like I'm bad. Even the MILF porn is just millennials in their mid-20s.
You don't think they're porn stars like hanging on?
Oh, there's definitely
like trying to just hang on to the last little bit.
There's some hangers in the porn industry. That's for sure, Bill. Here's the thing in the porn industry. It goes like at first you're 18, you're a schoolgirl. Then 4 years later, 22, you're a mom. In pornography, right. And then 4 years later, you're dead. That's how it goes.
That's the porn life cycle.
You are newbie, mom, dead, 8 year cycle, and just constantly. Thanks to stepfathers, there's a constant regeneration of the porn stars.
Sad, really.
So, how do we improve content on this podcast?
Oh yeah, we had this conversation. I have one suggestion. Just don't say porn, because I get distracted easily. Uh-huh. And they joke with me on set, both here at the radio and on mm-hmm. Chasing News, that someone will, and it actually has happened where someone has thrown a set of keys
Like a baby.
I follow the keys. Yes. Well, like a dog more. I think they're treating me more like a dog.
Here's a question. When the keys go out of sight, do you get worried that the keys are gone forever? What happened to those keys?
They're gone. Jessica, where are the keys?
Find the keys. Where'd the keys go, Jessica? Somebody has to drive home. I don't know who's going to find those keys. They're gone in some void of some sort. So wait, what is it? Improve content.
Yeah.
I feel like we've taken a left turn down the path of great content.
Uh-huh.
So what would you rather talk about?
She was concerned about content earlier today or last week or whatever.
I like this. I would like to have, if you want to follow a plan, I can extemporaneously bring it.
Didn't we have an outline that first podcast we did?
I believe we did.
Episode 0.
It was a great podcast. We were like, let's do this over and over and over again. And then
what happened?
No outline since then.
You know what happened? The audio was horrible.
Right.
Yeah. It was.
Episode 0 was rough.
Mm-hmm. Episode 0, like a lot of beginning things.
I was going to say the audio was shitty, but I didn't want to curse.
Oh,
but
10 minutes in.
Yeah.
10 minutes to the explicit rating, and it was Jessica.
Jessica.
That's the second time.
I would say to Jessica, if we're looking at the explicit ratings over the 8 episodes, I would say, Jessica, 3/4 of them are yours. I would say, I'll check with our archivist.
Yeah.
Do we have an archivist?
Is it an archivist or archivist?
I have no idea. No one does. No one said that out loud.
The person that archives.
Yes.
The person that takes shit and puts it in the archive.
And we're going to find that
person.
See,
now we can curse because we've already earned the E rating.
I figure we just put the E rating on blanket. And that way, because then it looks titillating.
I think when the title of the podcast is Lady Boner, pretty much thinking there's an expectation that's being set.
Yeah, who clicks on that?
See, that's the other interesting thing. Have we scared off part of the audience? See,
okay, maybe. Maybe there's people that I think, but if you're looking
like, hey, honey, it's Lady Boner. Let's check in.
But so a lot of people who are seeing it on the New Jersey 101.5 website, they're in their head, they're not thinking Lady Boners. This is probably a dirty podcast. I think they're going to want to know, how does Lady Boners work into this conversation? I'm curious as to see what
it sounds like it could be a character in a novel in like the 40s. Yeah, and it wouldn't be inappropriate. Like, well, Lady Boner.
It's Lady Boner.
Right? Don't you think?
Do you ever see that old Saturday Night Live sketch where it was like everybody was like Lord and Lady Sandwich? And it's like, oh, what are you working on, Sandwich? Oh, I think you'll quite like it. And it's Lord and Lady Douchebag. It's like, and what are you working on at home, sir? Oh, you'll find it quite refreshing, I believe. So Lady Boner is.
Lady Boner. Okay,
Jessica, you're making eyes. Change the subject. What would you like to talk about?
We didn't make an outline before we got here. That's the issue. And then the conversation just spirals.
But you see, I think that's the problem. Bill, you and I love the spiraling conversation.
I am a nonstop stream of consciousness.
And to a certain degree, and I think that Jessica is right, because I've always said this. There's two types of people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There are clipboard people
and porn stars.
And
three types.
Well, even in the porn world, I'm sure there's someone on a porn set going, guys, time is money, guys. Get into, you know,
it's a valid point.
Get the oil on and get moving. I think,
no doubt.
Yes. I feel like there's probably somebody on the set annoyed. You know, you guys are always fooling around. Get to it.
The Jessica of the industry is like, it's enough.
Yeah.
You guys, you never stay with the script.
Yeah.
Like, we write the script for a reason.
And by the way, who ordered shrimp on craft services? That was a mistake in every part of this. But here's what I'll say. There's clipboard people and there's us. And I think you're a clipboard person. This is not a negative.
I don't mind being a clipboard person.
Because the world needs, we are the yin yang of the universe. And people like us, we get annoyed with clipboard people because they're always making faces at us like, hey, you know, guys, we got to talk about this stuff we want to talk about here. And Jay's been doing porn for 26 minutes. I don't know if this is a good podcast.
Hmm.
But we always wind up annoying them. And we get annoyed by them. We need to work together. So, Jessica, I say, feel free, make any outline you want, and I will follow it like hopscotch.
It's kind of too late in the middle of the podcast.
Exactly.
Though.
I'm talking about building towards the future.
Okay. Well,
so, like episode 10.
Yes, exactly.
So, episode 9 is essentially a preview of how great and organized episode 10 is going to be.
How do we keep the title Boner away from episode 10?
Well, we'll call it No Boners Allowed. The NBC.
The No Boner.
That's not it.
No Boner.
That's
no Boner,
exactly
no boner
the Club. Opposite.
It's like No Ma'am.
Yeah, No
from,
Ma'am.
From Married with Children. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, No Ma'am. No Boner.
Here's what I'll say. How about this? I'm going to throw it out to the audience. if you're listening to this right now, we should have a Twitter page up by this point, the Speaking Millennial Twitter.
It's too many characters.
It's too many characters, and I think the better thing is to plug our individual Twitter accounts.
Okay, so that's fine. So,
as you know, I'm very mindful of my Twitter followers, the retweets.
I didn't know Jay was so anti-Twitter.
So here's what I'll say.
He's hostile, isn't he? Yeah.
At Bill Spadia, at Chasing Jessica
Just Chasing Jess Nut.
Chasing Jess Nut.
Oh, is that okay that I said that?
Yeah, it's at Chasing Jess Nut. Thanks for asking, Jay.
Two T's. And at Bill Spadia, tweet questions to us about us, the podcast, whatever you want. Oh, we get a list of questions, then we come in, we answer the question. If we don't have a guest, we just answer the question. So I say put it to the audience.
I wish we could do this live and have call-ins.
We could set something like that up.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be great?
We would need a chat room and like a Skype thing, and we'd need to set that up. But I think that's a future podcast for sure.
Let's put that on the list.
But in the meantime,
where's our clipboard?
Tweet us, Jessica.
Jessica, add that on the clipboard. Please.
But tweet us your questions or your comments, and we'll respond to all of them on here. I think that would be a fun thing to do.
That's a great idea.
We don't even need a clipboard. We just do it right off our phones. And then everybody wins, and the people at home feel included, like we care.
Wait, we'll do what off our phones?
Like the tweets.
If we're doing it live. Or you're saying we'll look at that, we'll scroll through.
Yeah. Or you know what you could do? If you want to do it live, you can announce on Twitter, hey guys, recording Speaking Millennial, shoot us your questions in the next half hour and we'll answer them on air.
You know what we could do? Listen to this.
What?
We could do a 15-minute preview on the air. Like I have a live show we can do. So the three of us can do that and we can announce it like on the last podcast.
Right.
So this is episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
So this will drop.
Wait, we're episode 9.
This is episode 9.
So which is a preview of episode 10, which will be really great.
2 weeks from yesterday.
Episode 10 is going to be the best podcast ever.
So you put it on air and you say, hey, tweet at me your questions or your comments or whatever.
Right.
And then we just respond to all of them on the podcast, and then everybody's involved.
All right, so now my brain is working. So now I'm thinking, what if we did like we recorded some of the podcast live on the air?
That's great.
And I took like an hour in the like 9 to 10.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
It's a good idea. Let's do it.
Now, there are a couple of ground rules. The FCC.
I can guess where you're going with this.
Yeah, all right. So the
FCC.
Yep.
What porn is that?
So the, right.
I believe the first French cauliflower.
I was going to say, never mind. I'm going to keep it to myself.
That's the second time.
I'm not going to say it.
Did you have one?
Second time she's done that. Come on, you got to say
gone.
It. We're already in E.
I'm done.
No one will know.
Okay. I was interested.
Now you and I are going to fill in the blanks, and we're going to have to think about that.
By the way, if every question isn't, Jessica, what was that FCC acronym you thought of? I'll be very disappointed in the audience.
I would be too.
I feel like everybody should be tweeting.
I think that's and then what did she keep to herself?
Yeah, what was the thought?
Earlier?
It's just us now.
It's not just us.
Oh, you're saying people are listening?
I hope so.
We hope, yeah.
Nobody's listening. Come on, Jess. At this point, I've already seen the Omni-focus thing. People have dropped off completely. You can say whatever you want. Nobody will hear it.
I don't feel like sharing this one.
Okay.
Maybe episode 10.
I'm just hoping.
Maybe in episode 10.
Oh, that was the nesting one.
The nesting one.
Yes.
The nesting
last week.
You brought up wallpaper.
Uh-huh.
And then Jessica's mind started racing because clearly there was some connection, but I don't know what it was. We never got to it.
She saw a nice accent chair that she wants to have in her living room one day. That's my thinking.
Wait, but we know your wife listens. Does your wife listen?
No.
My wife listens for the audio.
Your wife listens to like scold us when it doesn't sound.
Yeah, she's like, this audio is crap. And then she takes the throne and throws it on the floor.
Funny. Yeah, Jody does not listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
She downloaded it, though. Mainly because I ask everyone I know, I'm like, download the podcast.
I think it's good that the people who know and love us don't
like
listen.
Like my Insta, download my podcast.
Yeah. I think it's good that people who know you don't listen, at least in my experience, because people who are listening who don't know us, they're like, What a friendly group of people. I'd love to
be porn.
I'd love to be, well, who are like me and enjoy pornography and are not afraid to talk about it. But like, I think the wives and like, you know, friends and people really know us.
Yeah.
They all they hear is like, that's not how he's really like. When he's not on the air, he's a jerk.
Your parents have listened.
Oh, yeah. They laugh. They think it's hilarious. But
now, did you take that thought, this whole nesting thought, and did it get buried so deep that like even like mom and dad don't know?
No. Okay. So I'll tell you what it was. So last night I thought I cannot talk about my boyfriend anymore. He would be mortified if he heard any of this. So I was in the dressing room trying on outfits, and I tried a shirt on, and I was like, what if I get proposed to in this shirt? And then I thought, that's really crazy. Right. Keep that thought to yourself and never repeat it.
That's not crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I don't think that's crazy at all. I'm so glad she shared, because where our minds went, way worse.
Well, you were talking about picking up wallpaper. I mean, it's kind of like...
Well, he was covering. This is, you know, but no, Mr. Porn over here was covering.
In all honesty, I think that...
I don't think that's a crazy thought.
You're of the age right now. All of your friends are probably getting various levels of proposals. You know, like, we're engaged to be engaged.
I don't know. How many married friends?
One engaged, one about to be engaged, so not many.
And how long have you been with this fella?
Okay, so now, see, this is why I was like, I can't bring him up anymore. Right.
But okay, so obviously,
enough time that you're in a window.
That you're thinking like, well, gee, this could happen. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's not crazy at all. That's like a normal, natural thought. Right? And you're not like...
She handled that really well. Right. I'm going to just say, Jessica handled that really well, because that's... Like, all of a sudden, it got very personal.
Yeah, the only thing you have
to... But I love the story, because I think people can relate to that, because we've all done that, right, where we're like, well, what if this happened when I was... I don't know.
Right.
Fill in the blank.
Watching pornography. What if the FBI decided to break in right now? I'd be like, guys, what's going on? I have a question
for
you.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm going to change the subject in a way that'll make you happy. I was on Steve Trevelise's show last week.
Yeah.
And we got a caller that called in that was super excited to be talking to Steve Trevelise. And all she was doing is like, oh my God, Steve, you're a legend of broadcasting. You're fantastic. I love you. And I was getting very upset because I was on the show with Steve. And I was like, I'm right here. You can say something nice about me. And they were like, oh, but Steve, no, fantastic. So afterwards, she wins her trivia prize. And the producer comes in and goes, you know who that was? Jessica Nutt's mom. And I was like, really? It didn't sound like Jessica Nutt's mom. So then... Next day, I get a tweet.
Wait,
text
this is going to make her happy?
I get a text from Jessica. Jay, I called while you were on Steve Trevelise's show. That was you.
Yeah.
Why? Did you do that on purpose to drive me insane?
So I didn't. I wasn't sure. Like, I was just like, I bet I'd get on there quickly. I kind of want to call and just like say hi to them. But I got off the phone. I won the tickets. Right. I'm like, oh, my God. Can't believe that happened. And I was driving to the airport to pick up my parents. So they get in the car 10 minutes later. I tell them the story.
What did they say?
Guess what they say? Are you drunk?
I thought it was actually fine.
I think that's funny.
That's hilariously funny. Yeah. That was like,
what were the tickets for?
It was for Catch a Rising Star.
Oh, did you go?
No. But then I got comments. I got comments about my driving and whether or not I was drunk the whole ride home. If they're going to listen to this and they're going to be like, yeah, you were drunk.
You should have said, if I were drunk, I wouldn't have shared it.
But why is that a drunken thing to do? I mean,
it's like a random call to a radio station to win tickets.
We don't want our name broadcasted out there. Yeah, I don't know. And I used a fake name because I was like...
What was the name? What was your fake name?
My mom's name. Because I went to Anne Marie.
Oh, fake for you, but like her real name.
I had just been to Panera Bread and I give my mom's phone number so we all have the same Panera Bread account. So I give them my phone number and they say, oh, Anne Marie. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Anne Marie. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Right. So it was in my head. So when he called, I wasn't sure if I was going to... get in trouble for calling in or anything. So I was like, it's Anne Marie, 21. And then, so I win the tickets and he asked me my last name. And then he goes, any relation to Jessica Nutt?
Now, wait, who was producing that knows Jessica?
I forget. I think
it was
that guy.
Kylie.
Was it
wasn't Kylie.
I think was it was that
a
guy or
it was
a woman.
Guy. I expected it to be Kylie.
I bet it was Don. Well, he knows you.
Yeah. Well, and Jessica, in all honesty, that was a brilliant joke, at least from my point of view, because I'm a narcissist. Everything funnels through what it means to me. Because you were constantly just complimenting Steve about how he's a broadcasting legend and you love him, you listen
to
him. And Steve actually put on a peacock outfit. He was so proud. Yeah. He had one hanging in a closet.
Oh, my God.
He was so happy.
Did you just have the same thought I did?
What?
When Rohan.
Yeah, peacocking. Yeah. No,
he calls it peacocking.
Peacocking, yeah.
You know that as a thing?
Of course.
Really?
It's a thing that pickup artists do.
Really?
The idea behind
it's very odd to me.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with
Rohan is a pickup artist.
Yeah, he's a pickup artist.
I'm obsessed with the whole pickup artist subculture.
Really?
Well, it's not necessarily for picking people up, but for comedy. Because I think the seduction of the audience and the seduction
I like that.
In the outside world is similar.
This was a real call that we got on the show with Vinnie Brand.
Uh-huh.
Jessica heard it. I forget her name. Was it Diane? Diane?
I think it was Janine.
Janine. It was Janine. It was Janine.
Janine
calls.
Janine Garofalo?
It was not Janine Garofalo, but you never know.
It's probably her mom's name she gave.
So probably. That's the thing. So she was at the Stress Factory, called to compliment Vinny on how much she loves the Stress Factory, and said, I met my boyfriend there. And Vinny's like,
That's great.
That's great. Yeah. And we almost were touched. And she's like, I was with my husband.
Oh, boy.
Yes, yeah. It went that way. Now, what's funny about it is we tried to then give her tickets. I'm like, well, why don't we give her 3 tickets?
Right, because she might meet somebody.
Well, no, I was thinking she should bring the ex.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that was a prank phone call?
No, I think she got embarrassed and hung up.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. She had details, though.
But then Vinny called her a whore afterward.
He did.
On
he
the
called
air.
Her a whore. That wasn't
I didn't
nice.
Know you could no, do that. I, like, FCC license.
I wasn't sure either, but Brian didn't go to the dump button, I mean, so I guess it's fine.
I just technically slut, not whore. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're really going to break
if
that down.
You can mince words,
I mean,
because
she wasn't paid for her services in that situation.
That's a valid point.
And by the way, I'm not slut shaming. I'm just using proper nomenclature.
Right,
so don't tweet at me, because I'm not listening.
So I think... Well, she spilled a drink, I think. Did she spill the drink or he spilled the drink? Someone spilled a drink.
Oh, so.
And there was a lap
she
involved.
Was at the Stress Factory with her husband, and the tables are very close to one another there. So the table next to her, someone spilled a drink on the guy's lap that became her future boyfriend.
Wow.
So I tried to give them tickets because I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm like, I got to meet Janine.
You
got to
do this. I think that's great. Yeah. And she hung up because she was embarrassed. You know, Jessica, I'd like to just throw this out because the peacocking thing, I read the book.
Is there a peacocking book?
It's a book by
this
guy.
You think Rohan read it?
His name is Neil Strauss.
Okay.
He's a Rolling Stone writer who went undercover into the secret world of pickup artists. And then he wrote a book about it. And he became like the pickup artist. And he's got like 10,000 YouTube videos that each have 1 million hits.
Really?
Because people love this stuff. Now, women, I just want to run this by you because I love it.
Are you calling me a peacock? Am
no,
I
no,
peacocking?
No, you're not peacocking.
Can women peacock?
Women don't need the peacock. They exist as
they're
peacocks.
Women. They're right.
Peahens,
okay, thank you.
They were born with all sorts
Silly
of peacock
me.
Accessories
right. They've
here
got
and
accessories
there and everywhere.
And, right.
But the idea of peacocking is to wear a piece of clothing that captures attention but also shows social value. So the big thing that they would do, and when I bring this up, women always go, nah, that's never going to work. But then I tell them what they do, and then women usually go, oh, yeah, that'd probably work on me. So I want to know if this would work on you, Jessica.
Okay.
I know you have a boyfriend that you don't want to talk about on the air, but, imagine you don't have him. Mm-hmm. What they'll do is they'll put on a feather boa, and they'll walk around confidently in the feather boa. The guys. And eventually, what would happen
is what's a feather boa?
Like you know, like what you know,
I'm lost already.
So you have everyone laugh at you, and then you take it off, and you're confident after the fact. So
can someone just describe what it is?
Feather boa. It's like that thing that
it's like a Coachella festival wearing type of thing.
It's like a crown.
It's like a fuzzy scarf. It's like a fluffy scarf. You know, like a feather boa. You know,
got it.
So what you do is eventually,
around your head?
No, it's around your neck. You know, or however you want to put it.
Because you made it like it was a hat.
Yeah,
no, I'll show you.
I thought flower crown.
That's what I thought.
No, feather
can
boa.
We,
is
can
like,
we go to the Google on this?
What do I Google?
Visual.
What do I even
feather
Google?
Feather boa. Feather boa.
But don't put in pornography because there's a whole subgenre you don't want to get involved
FB,
with.
It's the FB. Yeah.
So
feather boa. Wait, hold on. What, Jay, we need to.
Yeah, okay. All right. Know what
it's
that
like
is.
A big scarf.
Like a flapper girl.
It's a scarf. Yeah. It's like a.
Flapper girl would wear. So what you do is eventually you're wearing it and you have to do it with confidence. And Jessica, because you're kind of a, you know, an ice queen that gets annoyed at stuff like this, you would say.
Ice queen.
You would say.
Clipboard carrying ice queen.
You would turn around and go, what's with the feather boa? Right? And he goes. Oh, this, there was a bachelorette party in here earlier, and they thought it was cute to throw it around my neck, and I kept it on because I thought it was funny. Hey, anyway, my name is so-and-so, right?
Wow.
And that's a pickup artist move because
that's pretty good.
You spoke to him, and now it doesn't look like
he's
approaching
that's pretty good.
You. All he's doing is chatting with you about this thing, and now in your head, it's like, wait a second, a whole bachelorette party was here, and they gave him this feather boa. I guess he must be like a pretty cool, fun guy. And now you're having a conversation, and he looks like cool now in this goofy thing. You started the conversation. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, I mean, in context, he's not walking around the mall saying, yeah, I just bought this from Claire's, or my coworker is not literally wearing it like I was initially thinking.
No, the key to feather boing, the key to peacocking, the key to pickup artistry, all
feather
of this
boeing.
Is to lie constantly to the woman. That's the key. Because if you're honest, who would like you? So you have to lie constantly. I think that's what they do. But it would work, right?
Yeah, totally.
No, but you're saying
it would work.
Yep.
Would you believe it, though?
It would be in a crowded bar.
I mean, you're a Jersey girl. You're a bit of a cynic. Would you believe that?
But even with the cynicism, the whole idea...
He just said it's the main... It's like the number one pickup artist trick, of course.
But what they want to do, and that's... Plenty of them is... there's lots of these things. But what they do is if they approach you, it's just like the audience. If the audience expects... If you look like you want to laugh, they don't want to laugh. But if you act like you don't care if they laugh, they laugh. If you approach a woman... Right. At a bar, you know why they're approaching you. They're not approaching you because it's, oh, that girl looks interesting. I wonder
but
if she has
let me ask
opinions.
You this question, though. Every guy wearing a feather boa is not necessarily going to get approached.
No, it's just...
Because some are just going to look homeless and weird.
He will get looked at.
You have to have...
But there's got to be an initial, like, okay, that's a guy I may talk to. I wonder why... Like, you'd have to first have the thought,
right.
I'm curious why he's wearing the feather boa. Most people, you may not be curious. You'd be like, wow, that guy looks like a creeper. I'm walking the other way.
But you're drinking and you're at a bar.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's even better because the girl who approaches you about that is already, you already know, is self-selected to be somewhat interested in you.
Yes.
So now you're playing it off as like, oh, yeah, hey, no, this is just a cool thing that I did, but it's no big deal. Hey, let's chat. And in the whole time she's chatting with you, she's like, does this guy like me or does he not? Because if he approached me, I would know I'd be in the position of power. But I approached him. I'm not in the position of power. Now I'm intrigued. We should have sex on the first date. That's the way it works. Yeah.
That's peacocking.
Peacocking.
That's peacocking.
And that's why, you know, that's why I have a full-blown peacocking outfit.
Where's your boa?
I know. I dress like a peacock. I walk around. I spread out my eyes. It's great.
So how was Steve peacocking?
Oh, no. I was saying he wasn't peacocking like he was trying to pick me up. He just looked proud as a peacock after that call because you were just like, you're a broadcasting legend. Right. And he was just like, look at that. 21-year-old thinks I'm a broadcasting legend. Sitting there like.
It was 31.
I was going to say, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's why I told him my name because I was a bit nervous. It would be like kept in promos and like re-aired.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been.
He was so excited.
I was like,
so
it feels a little illegitimate if I.
Yeah, he was picking out which tattoo.
Right, if we used that as a promo.
Is that like a worse than heckling someone on stage at a comedy club?
To pretend like you think they're wonderful and then to secretly not think that?
I think he is wonderful.
No, but you know what I mean? Yes. But you're saying
that was a good catch.
You're saying that with a little bit of irony.
You were faking that.
No.
But there was a little bit of like, yes, that would upset me if someone came up and was like, oh my God, Jay, I've been following you for years.
The only fake part was that this is Jessica, not...
Right.
Anne Marie.
My mom, yeah.
And the 31 is just out there.
But when
he needed an age.
Right after I got off the air, or I got onto the phone with the producer, he was like, does she work here? Oh, I won't tell if you don't tell. Right. So, like, it was kind of like, oh, I already know the guy.
But it's to me, none of this matters because it was delightful, first off, to watch as excited as Steve was. And secondly, as dejected as I was. I was just sitting there like, no, she didn't
really
even mention me.
The local comic over there.
This is the power of Jessica.
Just imagine Jay like pointing at himself, like waving his hand. Jay's right over here, the local comedian.
But I was literally saying that. I was literally saying, I'm right here.
Here's the question,
though. Anne Marie,
who, has anyone told Steve?
No, I'm not telling Steve.
Oh, no.
So the secret is now out. The Anne Marie 31 from where? Where were you from?
Columbus.
All right, so you went with that.
Yeah.
So Columbus, 31, Emory. He is, well, we should.
We
I mean,
should
I'm watching
not tell
him.
Him
in
no.
the broadcast booth now. Like, let's not tell him.
No.
Wait,
no.
It's 7:39. Is he going to be on a break?
See, this is the whole issue with the morning show.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah.
And the fact, like, look at how much time he's got. We started this at 7:02.
Yeah.
He's just going.
He's like chatting with people.
Chatting away.
Most of them probably relatives of Jess Nutt calling in, saying lies.
Actually, Jess Nutt herself claiming to be her relative. Yeah.
This is Auntie Nutt. I'm calling in.
I feel like it was good to get that out.
I loved it. It was great.
Are we going to tell Steve, though?
No.
I don't think we should.
No.
We'll know if he hears the podcast.
Listen, Jess, you don't...
That's our test.
You don't wait a little bit and then tell your kids the dog really didn't go to a farm upstate. You just let him sit there believing happily.
Why would he think my mom is 31? I said I was 31.
Well, to be fair...
he didn't know it was your mom. It was just Anne Marie.
Yeah,
but he went and told him. Went and told them it was my mom called.
He was so high on the endorphins of the compliments that he was receiving, he didn't care.
Or he thought your mom lied about her age.
He didn't do any math.
Okay.
He said, you know what? I bet you she had her kid at 4. A lot of that happens a lot nowadays.
That happens.
These child brides. You never know.
Totally reasonable.
All right. So now you guys are continuing to talk, and I'm just thinking now, how do I wrap this up? Because if I...
In a feather boa.
I wrap it up in a feather boa.
Done.
That's it.
That works. It works every time.
Did you see me pointing at a visible audience? Like I was like, done.
I
was like, mic drop.
All right, so we're going to... So episode 10 is going to be great.
Yes. Tweet.
But now, so for episode 9, this current episode that you are now in, you've got to rate, comment...
Yep.
And what?
Ask questions.
And subscribe.
Oh, and subscribe. Well, and subscribe. I'm assuming that if I'm listening,
well, they
I'm
could be just
subscribed.
No,
right?
You could be testing it out on the New Jersey 101 website.
All right. So and if you're on NJ1015.com, go to iTunes and subscribe.
Yep. You can do it right from speakingmillennial.com if you want. We have a big iTunes link there. So
that's helpful.
Find us, subscribe, leave a comment, even if it's negative, even if it's like, Jay, please be fired from this podcast immediately. If that's what you want to say, that's fine. Bill, of course, is great. Jessica's great. I understand why you don't like me. But put that in there immediately. And
so bad now.
I understand why you don't have Twitter.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
That just spiraled into a dark place. God,
where we watch this happen.
Everything I do spirals into a dark place. Eventually, you just gotta watch.
We should end this pain right now.
Yeah. You know what? I'm like a biopic of a jazz musician. It always ends in the same dark brown tar place, man.
Wow. Therapy next. All right. Speaking millennial, I am Bill Spadia at Bill Spadia, and I'm with Jessica Nutt at Chasing Jess Nutt. Is that right?
That's great. Yeah.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Bill Spadia and Jessica at Chasing Jess Nutt.
And if you want to find me,
where do you find Jay?
I travel house to house. I spray paint your house numbers on the curb. And right next to it, I usually put a funny little comment. So just go look
really
for house numbers.
We really do need a social media angle for you.
Like, he's so hard to reach. Have you seen his email address? No one can. He can't even remember his own email address.
He is so stupid. I sent you that last bit about my big head.
Yeah.
Because I need some input. Now, by the time of this podcast, I will have already performed that at the Stress Factor.
Let me tell you something, guys. There's a wall around me.
There really is.
Both physically, emotionally, and online. There's no way to get to me. My GUI center is protected from your barbs and hatred.
And the Wellbutrin helps.
Oh, the Wellbutrin fills up. Could you imagine this, Jessica, off the Wellbutrin? Could you imagine the spiral that I would be in?
Wow.
Yeah, it was me and the Tidy Bowl man just spinning around the toilet.
Rate us. See you next time.